This is BCB News 106.6 FM.
From the Sky News Centre at 3, six people have been sentenced to a total of more than 120 years behind bars for rioting in Birmingham last year. The gang were also convicted of firearms offences after a police helicopter was shot at. David Cameron's condemned the latest reported massacre in Syria as brutal and sickening. Opposition groups say more than 70 people have been killed by pro-government militia in Hama. Officials deny it. Our Foreign Affairs editor Tim Marshall's in Hama, but says he can't verify the reports.
The police and the army are being polite, but they're saying you are not going any further for your own safety. You can't go down the road. But I'm looking down the road, and there are other cars going down it. So, I'm pretty confident it is to prevent us from getting to the villages.
The brother of the only victim of a Legionnaires' disease outbreak in Edinburgh says he thought he had the flu. 56-year-old builder Bert Eyre died after telling family he couldn't get warm. The Defence Secretary has been speaking about how the army is going to change in the near future. Philip Hammond says some historic units will be scrapped and others merged as the number of troops is reduced to 82,000 by 2020. That's 20,000 fewer soldiers than we have now. The Duke of Cambridge has qualified as an operational search and rescue captain. William, known as Flight Lieutenant Wales, will now be able to command operations. Administrators say a buyer's been found for the collapsed retailer Clinton Cards, safeguarding around 4,500 jobs. Jermaine Defoe missed today's England training session after the death of his father. He's returned home from the Euro 2012 camp in Poland, but will be back with the squad in due course. Republic of Ireland captain Robbie Keane used to play with Defoe at Tottenham.
Obviously, thoughts go to Jermaine and his family. I'll send them a text now, and obviously he'll be devastated, but I just wish him and his family, well.
And a life-size bronze statue of Amy Winehouse could be put up near her home. That's the latest. I'm Stuart Duggan.
Tuned into Bradford. This is BCB 106.6 FM.